possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Right side. That's a base hit. And Zach Soren takes the Astros to the finish line.
I don't know. I don't know what else happened this weekend. I wasn't really paying attention. I just saw that the Astros won on Saturday. I don't really care what happened the other day.
Yeah, I checked out. I assumed that they won yesterday and let it go.
Checked out on Friday and checked out on Sunday. I don't know when. I'll look it up at some point. But I just know that they walked the Rangers off on Saturday. That was very exciting. Zach Short.
All I know is that when you show up in extra innings and you've got Kennedy Corona and Zach Short out there, might as well pack up and go home, Rangers.
Dude. That was the
Get on your jalopy old ass bus and drive on up to Dallas.
That's right. If you walk Kennedy Corona on four pitches when he's openly trying to sacrifice bunt, you get what you deserve, man.
It's been a great last six games, Sean.
Let me look.
It's been a hell of a rip roaring good time.
Look it up right here and see. Oh crap! They lost on Friday and Sunday. I didn't see that. All right. Well, I only saw that the Astros walked them off on Saturday.
Mariners,
I just noticed that. Wow. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Mariners swept the Tigers, so it's a little bit of a healthy lead in the division, but a little dose of reality here. That A, can we get some of these guys back healthy?
Yeah.
And B, can we trade for a couple of human beings that could consistently do something for us?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the telling thing over the next few weeks after we get back from the All-Star break. And by the way, welcome in, everybody. Hope you had a nice weekend. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. That'll be the telling thing, Seth. If Yordan and Jake Myers, who's not expected to be back for weeks now, it sounds like things are more optimistic with Yordan and Jeremy Pena, but I don't believe anything I hear from this team anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Pena at least is doing some fielding work.
His is a little more conventional. Like, Yordan's hand has just been this weird thing literally for years now. And you're right. Pena just wasn't throwing. He was just kind of fielding things and doing things out there. So I'm confident, as is Dana Brown, that Pena will be the first one back out of these IL guys. I guess maybe starting to hear the rumors after the All-Star break as to who they're in on trade-wise might shed some light on what they're looking for and how injured some of these guys are. So we'll see.
Well, and you know, Dana Brown in the broadcast on, I think it was on Friday when he was in the booth with those guys, said that they're looking for a left-handed bat and possibly a reliever, possibly a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
When Luno was on Tyler Stafford and It's by Tyler Stafford and a local baseball writer. They had Luno on their podcast. Really good interview. I encourage you to seek it out on Tyler Stafford's Twitter account. But Luno talked. It was interesting. He talked about, hey, on July 1st, you might have the guys identified that you like. but you're waiting for all the dominoes to fall because all those other teams are also waiting to see which dominoes fall, and it becomes a combination house of cards and dominoes.
Yes.
So if you can master the combination of those two games, then I know we always think that teams are always holding back and everything, but for the most part, it's those last couple of weeks leading up to the trade deadline where the reality of who's available and who isn't, it really plays out.
It was a really good conversation. That part of it was interesting because Luna was talking about, like, okay, a lot of it's about how you look at yourself, you know, and he brought up 2016. You know, they made the playoffs in 2015, the Astros did. 2016, they got off to a slow start. They kind of get back in the race, but they didn't view themselves as a contender, so they ended up being a seller, and that's how they wound up with Yordan Alvarez. You know, yeah. they traded Josh Fields, who was in the bullpen. You know, they were trading veteran guys away for young guys. It is wild that particular one, and we have audio galore out of that interview coming up on the show today. It was a really good conversation. It is crazy to think, like, if the Astros happen to be a contender in 2016, Yordan Alvarez probably isn't on this baseball team. You know, like, it's just, baseball's weird that way. So as far as these Astros go, the biggest storylines from the weekend series against the Rangers, I would say the gritty win on Saturday preventing a sweep of the entire week by the opposition, like that you were able to get out of there with a win. And one of the better wins of the year. The fact that they go out and they lose 5-1 on Sunday takes a little bit of the starch out of it. But at the time, on Saturday night, you know, look, Brian Abreu and Josh Hader have been great this year. They weren't on Saturday night. You know, Hader gave up another home run in late innings, his second of the week. Although his second one that would have been a home run nowhere else except for with the Crawford boxes there. But I think that gritty win was number one. I do think on the negative side, Hunter Brown, and to a degree Josh Hader, but way more Hunter Brown, kind of limping into the All-Star break here. How concerned are you about that? Hunter doesn't seem to be concerned about it. How concerned are you about that?
I'm concerned about it just in that Hunter is still a young pitcher, and as Bagwell was pointing out on the broadcast yesterday, that the fatigue really starts to set in this time of year. Yeah. So that's my biggest concern. Long-term, I'm A-okay with Hunter. I'm A-okay with Framber. The real question is, you come back after the All-Star break, you get a little bit of a rest, and I hate myself that when I'm reading, okay, hey, because of all the extra rest, you could have Framber and Hunter up in 1-2 in your next series. I'm a little bit nervous about Hunter in the moment. So
yeah,
we'll see. And then God knows who they put after them. If you've got a fresh, clean slate with your choice of Lance McCullers, Colton Gordon, Brandon Short, Ryan Gusto, and whomever. I don't even know. I know that I don't feel good about McCullers right now.
No. Brandon Walter, by the way, Seth.
What did I say?
Brandon Short.
Hmm.
You combine Zach Short and Brandon Walter. That's okay.
I did, yeah. That's all right. I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Woo-way, Sean. Woo-way.
Woo-way.
I'm just flowing with the river of mispronunciations and name swaps. I did a video on YouTube last week recapping one of the Astros games. And I was trying to go real fast through 3 minutes, and I said Taylor Trammell instead of Taylor Trammell. And somebody said, hey, good video, but you know, try not to mispronounce the names of easy to pronounce names. And I'm like, dude, I don't know if you noticed, but I also mispronounced RBI in this video. Maybe lower your expectations a chunk, okay?
Had to be.
I did. I managed to mispronounce RBI.
What did you,
as I was trying to fast talk.
How did you say it?
I have to ask Brandy. I think I said I don't know. I can't even do it.
It's three letters.
I know. Relatively common letters, too.
yeah. No Q's or X's or anything in there. Yeah, just a V.
I wasn't trying to write a cursive Z.
No.
It was just say R. I mispronounced the R.
Yeah, those are letters. Those are
I think
letters.
It's an RBI or something like that.
Those are letters that people choose on Wheel of Fortune in the bonus round. Those are common
I went
letters.
To the aviation alphabet. I said Romeo B.I.
Yeah, Delta.
Romeo Bravo India.
This all of a sudden, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but this is a big series coming up after the All-Star break all of a sudden. Huh. It's Seattle in Seattle, and they've closed the lead to 5 games, and they're playing very well right now. And the Astros, as we've pointed out, not playing well. I mean, it's that.
And you just drafted a kid from north of Seattle.
I feel like that was a salvo by the Astros right there. Yeah.
Go ahead and pronounce Xavier's last name.
Xavier Nanz is how Rob Manfred pronounced it.
I'll get it someday.
Xavier Nanz is his name. He's a 6'4" power hitting shortstop from Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, Washington, which is a farm town an hour north of Seattle.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And he said, I know they asked about the Astros. He said, I know the way they whip the Mariners every year in the AL West, so that's what I know about the Astros.
Yeah, that's good.
And he's been to quite a few Mariners-Astros games.
Get used to it, Xavier. You're on the good side, all right?
You're on the good side now.
Yep.
An hour north of Seattle. Yeah. I thought that was Canada.
It's got to be close, right? It's got to be close. I overreacted last night to of all the drafts, the MLB draft is the one that's off the grid for me. Like, okay, this Nance kid sounds like he's got something to him. First high school player they've drafted in the first round since Forrest Whitley in 2016. First high school position player they've drafted in the first round since Kyle Tucker in 2015.
This is another one that Dana Brown was pretty honest about when he was in the booth on Friday. He talked about how in recent years, there have been a lot of bats and college bats. This year, it's more high school bats, and he ends up drafting a high school bat.
Drafts a high school bat. My overreaction was, there's Pena's replacement when he leaves. You know, he'll be gone after 2027. Nance will get his, 2.5 years in the minor leagues, and then there's his replacement. That's my overreaction without having watched one bit of film on Xavier Nance. Like, yep, there it is. That's me trying to sound smart.
I haven't looked either, too. I'm sure many of our LSU, the LSU baseball people are...
they're crazy,
They're very crazy in a good way,
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They told us all about Bregman, and they'll tell us all about Ethan Frey, who goes in the third round.
Who's very tall. It feels like they're trying to draft a basketball team. They draft a 6'4" shortstop and a 6'6" outfielder. I'm here for it. If we need to win a street fight, I'd rather have guys with reach,
They should get Trent Brown. Trent Brown could pull a Michael Jordan and see if he can go play baseball.
Just play first base. Just stick him over at first base.
He's like 6'8". Yeah,
can't hit any worse than Christian Walker is right now. Boy, I put it out there yesterday that I'm not all that keen on watching 2 more years of Christian Walker if this is what it is. A lot of people agreed with me, but it's always the people who disagree with stuff like that are the most fun to me. They just come out of the woodwork and they're like, his batting average is only 20 points lower than it was when he was in San Francisco, and I'm like, batting average is a tad antiquated, Junior.
Especially when you're hoping to, how he hits the ball really hard, but he tends to hit it right into a glove. That's a little bit more of a concern for why you paid him all the money.
He hits it, he's striking out literally 30% of the time right now. And the problem isn't so much that he's striking out 30% of the time. It's that he bats cleanup a lot. He's in spots where you could really use some contact there, you know?
That's the most garbage thing in the world. To say, first of all, his batting average is only X amount lower.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the stuff that the baseball people care about these days, OPS, OPS plus and everything, yeah. It's the lowest it's been in damn near a decade.
By over 100 points.
It's been atrocious. The worst year he had... you had a shortened season. So he's playing the worst he has in his entire career.
Yeah.
This is where he is, don't tell me about it. His batting average is only 20 points lower.
No,
my God.
No, it was just one guy, that particular person was representing a handful of other people who, like, I don't know how you can stick up for what Christian Walker has done so far this year. I get maybe sticking up for him saying, hey, it's the All-Star break. Maybe he'll snap out of it. I think a lot of us have PTSD from Jose Abreu never snapping out of it at first base.
Yeah.
Who signed almost an identical contract. But if we're taking inventory here at the All-Star break, Christian Walker is one of the huge, huge blights on this team right now. Like most everybody else is overachieving on this team. He is massively underachieving.
If they could play all their games in Dodger Stadium, then
COVID,
it would be a whole different story.
We need a pandemic.
We need a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, something. Whatever you guys want. I'll vote for whatever shutdowns you want this time around. Let's do it. For baseball.
Yeah.
Let's set aside whatever we might have tweeted about in the past.
Right.
And then let's just go for it.
I'm a MACWA, MACWA. Make Christian Walker great again.
Yes.
That's what I am. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. On a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. All right, Seth mentioned the interview on the Crush City podcast that the guys did with Jeff Luhnow, former Astros GM. Really good conversation, really insightful. What might have been with the Astros had Jeff Luhnow not made a trade that he said on that podcast that he would take back if he could? We will tell you what that was and why coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.